1. You hear part of an interview with a sportsman. What does he say about playing for the national team? A. He doesn't think it will happen soon. B. It isn't his main concern at the moment. C. The possibility of it happening has put him under pressure.
There's been talk of you being picked for the national team again. Is it hard for you to put that to the back of your mind during games when you know that the national coach could be watching?
Playing for your country is as big as it gets, and it'd be great to do that again. But at the same time, you have to worry about the job on the day, and that's playing for your club. I've learned over the years that your focus should be on the game you're playing in and nothing else.
There's been talk of you being picked for the national team again. Is it hard for you to put that to the back of your mind during games when you know that the national coach could be watching?
Playing for your country is as big as it gets, and it'd be great to do that again. But at the same time, you have to worry about the job on the day, and that's playing for your club. I've learned over the years that your focus should be on the game you're playing in and nothing else.
2. You hear the introduction to a radio programme. What is the speaker doing? A. Contrasting weather forecasting in the past and the present. B. Explaining why weather forecasting has become more accurate. C. Joking about how people used to forecast the weather.
Now, what do you do if you want to know what the weather is going to be like? You probably turn on the television or look on the internet. But meteorology is a relatively recent science, and not so long ago people, especially farmers, had to rely on their own knowledge of the seasons. And no season was more important than spring. Many different rhymes and sayings were used for predicting the weather, and each month had its own sayings. Now, what do you do if you want to know what the weather is going to be like? You probably turn on the television or look on the internet. But meteorology is a relatively recent science, and not so long ago people, especially farmers, had to rely on their own knowledge of the seasons. And no season was more important than spring. Many different rhymes and sayings were used for predicting the weather, and each month had its own sayings.
3. You hear a man talking about reading aloud to children. What opinion does he express? A. Short stories are better than longer books. B. The choice of book may not be important. C. It's hard to know what will make children laugh.
It doesn't really matter what you read to kids, they appreciate anything. I've been reading a book about history to my 7-year-old. He doesn't understand a word of it, but insists on having it every night. Having said that, it does make a huge difference if you can find a book that you all enjoy together. My favourite is a series of short stories about a mad inventor who creates ridiculous machines. It's great to be able to read something that genuinely makes your children laugh. It doesn't really matter what you read to kids, they appreciate anything. I've been reading a book about history to my 7-year-old. He doesn't understand a word of it, but insists on having it every night. Having said that, it does make a huge difference if you can find a book that you all enjoy together. My favourite is a series of short stories about a mad inventor who creates ridiculous machines. It's great to be able to read something that genuinely makes your children laugh.
4. You hear someone talking about work. What is his situation? A. He has just left a job. B. He is thinking of leaving his job. C. He has just started a new job.
C.
So that's it. After all the months of worrying about it and discussing it with other people, I've finally done it. To be honest, I'm not sure how I feel. A bit anxious about the future, sure, because I really don't know how things are going to go. But I simply had to get out. You can't go on putting up with the sort of things I had to put up with. I still can't help thinking that it shouldn't have come to this. But it did, and I've dealt with it, and it's time now to start looking ahead. So, that's it. After all the months of worrying about it and discussing it with other people, I've finally done it. To be honest, I'm not sure how I feel. A bit anxious about the future, sure, because I really don't know how things are going to go. But I simply had to get out. You can't go on putting up with the sort of things I had to put up with. I still can't help thinking that it shouldn't have come to this. But it did, and I've dealt with it, and it's time now to start looking ahead.
5. You hear someone talking about his childhood. What does he mention? A. A habit he regards as strange. B. Regret about some of his behaviour. C. How much he has changed.
When I was a kid, I was always jumping out of windows and things and climbing trees. I had numerous injuries from things like that. Also, I went through a phase of wearing all my clothes back to front. Even to this day, I don't know why I did it. In fact, I occasionally still do. I put my clothes on back to front and just sit there on my own because it reminds me of when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was always jumping out of windows and things and climbing trees. I had numerous injuries from things like that. Also, I went through a phase of wearing all my clothes back to front. Even to this day, I don't know why I did it. In fact, I occasionally still do. I put my clothes on back to front and just sit there on my own because it reminds me of when I was a kid.
6. You hear someone talking about something that happened at a party. How did the speaker feel? A. Upset. B. Amused. C. Frightened.
Yes, it was completely unexpected. I had no idea he felt so strongly about it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I just made an innocent comment and he suddenly went mad. He was shouting at me and pointing his finger, and I thought at one point he might even get violent. How silly. He just succeeded in making a complete fool of himself. Everyone else was looking terribly worried, but I thought it was all highly entertaining. Some of those insults he was shouting at me, so ridiculous. I expect he'll apologise eventually, but I really don't care. Yes, it was completely unexpected. I had no idea he felt so strongly about it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I just made an innocent comment and he suddenly went mad. He was shouting at me and pointing his finger, and I thought at one point he might even get violent. How silly. He just succeeded in making a complete fool of himself. Everyone else was looking terribly worried, but I thought it was all highly entertaining. Some of those insults he was shouting at me, so ridiculous. I expect he'll apologise eventually, but I really don't care.
7. You hear part of a talk about blues music. What is the speaker talking about? A. Why it originated in a certain area. B. How popular it was in the past compared with today. C. Its importance in the history of popular music.
Of course, without blues, you simply wouldn't have any of the various forms of popular music that have swept the world over the past few decades. Rock and roll, soul, rap, hip-hop.
They all owe their existence to the style of music that was created in a small part of the deep south of the US, the Mississippi Delta. The musicians who developed the style were all more or less totally unknown outside their own area, although fortunately they made plenty of recordings that are still available today if you want to find out more. And you should, if you want to find out where a lot of today's music came from. Of course, without blues, you simply wouldn't have any of the various forms of popular music that have swept the world over the past few decades. Rock and roll, soul, rap, hip-hop, they all owe their existence to the style of music that was created in a small part of the deep south of the US, the Mississippi Delta. The musicians who developed the style were all more or less totally unknown outside their own area, although fortunately they made plenty of recordings that are still available today if you want to find out more. And you should, if you want to find out where a lot of today's music came from.
8. You hear someone on the radio talking about a website for consumers. What is the speaker's purpose? A. To encourage consumers to make complaints. B. To inform consumers about a source of information. C. To describe common problems for consumers.
This is the first place to go if you need information about your rights as a consumer. It has tips on dealing with dodgy workmen, faulty goods, shopping safely online, and avoiding scams. It's relatively easy to navigate your way around it, has a useful links section, and will help you get in touch with telephone advisors. It will not, however, take up individual cases. This is the first place to go if you need information about your rights as a consumer. It has tips on dealing with dodgy workmen, faulty goods, shopping safely online, and avoiding scams. It's relatively easy to navigate your way around it, has a useful links section, and will help you get in touch with telephone advisors. It will not, however, take up individual cases.